Hey everybody, Tom Fellows here with the New Horizon Drug Rehab Show, and today's show is called Why Faith Heals: Three Sacred Steps to Lasting Recovery. You know what's funny about willpower? It's like trying to push a car uphill by yourself. Sure, you might make it a few feet, but eventually, those muscles are going to give out. What if I told you there's a better way, one where you're not pushing alone? Here's the thing about recovery that most people miss. It's not just about putting down the substance, it's about picking up something greater. Research consistently shows that people who incorporate some form of spirituality into their recovery journey are twice as likely to maintain long-term sobriety. And no, I'm not just talking about traditional religion here. Think of spirituality and recovery like a Swiss Army knife. There's no one-size-fits-all tool. Maybe it's meditation, prayer, or even finding peace in nature. What matters is creating those daily rituals that connect you to something bigger than yourself. It's about building a community that holds you accountable and lifts you up when your own strength isn't enough. You know what's really powerful? When you start integrating these spiritual practices with traditional treatment, magic happens. It's like adding rocket fuel to your recovery journey. Suddenly, you're not just working on staying sober, you're working on becoming whole. You're learning forgiveness, self-compassion, and finding purpose beyond your addiction. Let me tell you about Sarah, one of our recent graduates. She'd tried recovery 3 times, white-knuckling it through willpower alone. Each time, she'd make it a few months before relapsing. But on her 4th attempt, she joined our meditation group. At first, she was skeptical, thought it was all hippie nonsense, but that daily practice of sitting quietly, connecting with her higher power, became her anchor. 2 years sober now, she says those morning meditation sessions are as essential as breathing. Here's your takeaway for today. Start small. Spend just 5 minutes each morning in quiet reflection. Talk to whatever higher power you understand, even if that's just the universe itself. Ask for help. Listen for guidance. It's these tiny spiritual practices that build the bridge to lasting recovery. Remember, you're not meant to fight this battle alone. When you open yourself to spiritual support, you're tapping into a power greater than any addiction. This has been Tom Fellows with New Horizon Drug Rehab.